Hello everyone, welcome back to Understanding Commerce. This is episode 4 of the podcast number 1. In this podcast, I'll just be going over what we've covered so far, basically, and making it a little bit more simpler, based on some recent research stuff. Firstly, I want to bring up a controversy. Most of the commercial redemption people involved with it, like Winter Trout, Brandon Adams from Creditors and Commerce, basically everyone else I've heard talking about the subject, talk about public and private, the public trust, the private trust. I have a problem with this. From what I can see, there are no two trusts. I see one trust which is created with the government via the birth certificate, because you are considered in Britain a citizen, British citizen, when you are born to British parents, British citizen parents. So I see a bit of a problem with that, because Brandon Adams says that the Social Security contract, which would be national insurance in the UK, establishes the citizen. And I don't really see how this public and private side fits in. I mean, I've seen companies which write to you with the all capital letter name, and they don't actually, they're nothing to do with the government. And I've seen other companies which write to you in upper and lowercase name, and they are actually writing for the government, like the NHS, which is basically the government health service in Britain. So I see some problems with the whole public and private idea. I'm just going on what I can find, really. I'm just looking at these, how these things work, and basically making up the most, the most easily acceptable ideas about what's going on. I'm basically making no assumptions, and that is a good thing, I think. So, let's go over what we talked about. Who are you? Well, this is going to be a very short episode, I think. Who are you? You are you are you, okay? I'm going to do a video on this on the Matthew 376 YouTube channel. Please check it out. You're basically just a body. You can say you're a body or you can say you're a soul. It doesn't really matter to me because I've got no idea if there is such thing as either of them. So, you're a body, you're a soul. You're not a person, you're not a child. You're not a citizen, you're not a taxpayer, or anything else that means a person. So, with the process of registration, well, firstly, you register for a live birth. The parents register for a live birth. And when you are birthed by parents that are British citizens, you automatically become a British citizen. That is how it works in the UK. When I say you, what I mean is the actual trust. So, you get born in birthed in a delivery room. And delivery means the transfer of title. Look it up in a law dictionary. So, basically, the transferring title. And the government, which is headed by the Queen, has the actual title to you. I guess. And the parents are basically trustees. They have to look after you. It's funny how they do it, because the parents actually have no obligation to look after you, since the government has the title to you. And that is why the government provides benefits, because you are effectively their child. And of course the birth certificate never ages, which means you are a child and need to be looked after by the state. So, you're registered, title is transferred, but remember, no one ever has title to your actual body, okay, or your soul. They have title to names of trusts. They have titles to legal fictions, they have titles to persons, they have titles to straw men, they have titles to legal fiction. I've said that. Anyway, they don't actually have title to you. How they get you is by making you an authorised representative. I'm in the understanding stage. I haven't actually done anything to distance myself from the straw man yet. Okay. Basically, they do it mostly through indoctrination. People never think of questioning this stuff. If they questioned it, it would be blown open in a couple of days, what they do, and it would be made public. But obviously, the newspapers will never write about the banking scam. You know, they will never tell you how banks work. They will never tell you how your name isn't you, blah-de-blah. They will say children are humans, and no, they're not. A child is a person, legal fiction. So, you're a child. I believe you are still a citizen. So, I mean, you get like national health insurance, blah blah blah. You don't actually get national insurance though, because that really only applies when you go to work and you pay taxes in the UK. So, you get issued a national health number and your birth certificate as a number. People have tried to look them up on the stock exchange. Seriously, don't bother. Yeah, I don't think it works exactly like some people are making out. And it's the same when you register cars. You know, you register your vehicle with the DVLA in the UK and they basically take legal title. It's the same sort of thing. And you take equitable title in this case and you are a trustee because you have to look after the car and MOT it, blah de blah, get insurance, etc. But they still hold the legal title, which is why they can take it away. It's exactly the same with your house. All those really nice little material things you thought you owned, you don't. That's why they can tell you what you can add to your house, what you can do with your house, etc, etc. It's not based on land. So trust me, it is not based on where the house is. It's all based on names of places. And, of course, who owns title and who has the highest lien or security interest, that's all more important than where the house is actually located on the land. And then when you get national insurance, that's basically another contract with the government, which is just saying that you're going to pay taxes under this new straw man which they create, which is normally all capital letters. It can be the same as your other one. It really can. I mean, they don't all need separate names. Blah, blah, blah. So, you pay tax, blah-de-blah. That's it. Bazeros. You're considered a citizen. Okay? And so, you are representative of that, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so you're considered also a representative of that legal fiction. So, yeah, that's why they send the letters to you asking for your taxes. Now, that is a separate entity, I think. You know, I think all of this stuff. It's just what I've worked out in my brain. Okay, it can take you a long time to get home to the conclusions that I've come to, but that's the conclusion I've come to after studying a lot, very much on this topic. Okay, so that's for you to pay your taxes. United Kingdom. The United Kingdom is basically a state which is a fiction. A nation is a fiction, a country is a fiction. You're not in the United Kingdom because that means you're in the corporation. You're not in the United Kingdom. And by the way, the United Kingdom is not a registered company. It doesn't have to register. Only companies in the United Kingdom have to register. So when a company registers with the UK, it's basically saying, you know, it's part of the UK. And when you use postcodes, that's saying you're part of the UK, etc, etc. You don't live in the UK. You don't live in England. You live on England or you live on the land. You live on it. You don't live in it. Because in means within the bounds and restrictions and statutes and laws of that particular company. And that is what you're saying when you say you live in the UK. You're saying you live within the limits of the UK. That is it. Simple. So, the UK is fictional. And that is basically what we've been covering so far. So, I will see you in the next episode, when we'll carry on looking at contracts and statutes. Thanks for watching, listening, goodbye.